Good afternoon, we can start. I'd like to call the meeting of the Conference Committee for House File 888 to order, please. Just a couple of things real quickly. We're going to be working off this sheet that staff prepared for us. I think everybody's got a copy of that. And we'll try to keep people in the gallery informed as to where we are in the bill as well. And then what we're going to do is we're just going to go through this document that we have and start adopting the things that are likes and similars, and we'll move the different items, Senator Ingebrigtsen and myself, and if there's discussion, we'll obviously do that, and then we'll move on to the next one. But before we move on to the next one, I gave everyone fair warning here last Thursday, okay? So start digging. I want to see your walleye stamps that you're all instructed to go and buy. Show them to me. Come on, now. Really?
Yeah, I did.
All these conservation-minded people who are here, and you have...
Senator Ruth's got an issue.
Yes, Senator Ruth.
So I went to my local their license plate, and I bought my son a fishing license so he could go crappie fishing with us, and I wanted the trout stamp and the walleye stamp.
Nice.
And the gentleman said, well, you get the walleye fishing comes on your license. And I said, no, I want the walleye stamp. And he goes, well, that's just voluntary. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I would like the walleye stamp. And he goes, well, okay, I can put that on that license. So he did put it on the license. But then when I asked for a walleye stamp for my husband's license and for my license, he says, well, I can't do that. You'll have to go online. Whoa. So I have no walleye stamp. So I think that there really there really is an issue about making sure that folks know about the walleye stamp.
I had the same problem.
And all right. Now, I can't say publicly that my dad used to tell me about lines. Senator Ruth, thank you. And you know, folks, and I don't think I saw any of you conservation minded people raise these walleye stamps here, so I'm just making mental note of that. My issue is raising the awareness, and if there are some glitches that DNR needs to get worked out with the ELS and online and so forth, then we need to get those straightened out.
Representative Fagan,
yes.
I don't believe it was any trouble with the EIS. I think it was maybe operator error.
Yeah, yeah.
Just not knowing that they could do that. Marketing.
Yeah, yep. I know. So. So let the record show that there were no walleye stamps shown, except for Senator Rood and
Ed
Swedzinski. Okay? Just so we have a base to work off.
Well.
All right. Okay. So with that.
Well, I know we don't know.
That was a rabbit. That was not a rabbit hole. That was a walleye hole. Okay? I see my pencil being waved next to me here. All right. So here's what we're going to start with. We're going to start on the sheet, and we'll be going the left-hand column, line 2, okay, and this is the DNR policy. This would be an R1 in your book. Under Article 2, this is the DNR policy for hiring legal counsel. These are similar, and this is a technical change that we need to make. So have you discussed who's going to take care of whatever? Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, members, Senate Counsel and I discussed this, and we would suggest just taking the House language on this one. So there's nothing that would have to be changed. You just adopt the House section.
Okay. So then, Senator Ingebrigtsen would like to move the House language. No. So Senator Ingebrigtsen has moved the House language. And then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. So, see how easy that was?
That was easy.
Okay. Yeah. Then we're going down, I believe, to line 7. And this is on R4 and R5 of the bill. This is the OHM Boundary Trail Registration Exemption. And this language is the same. And just real quickly, if memory serves me correctly, this is where we have the trail that's feeding back and forth between Wisconsin, I believe, and Minnesota, correct? Thank you, Mr. Knopf. So is there any further explanation that we need there? If not, I would move that we accept that provision on line 7. All those, Pardon me? Okay, so I would move the Senate position. Okay? So, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? Okay, so that line 7 is adopted. Then we'll go to line 8. These are the same. These are some, again, youth operation requirements, and they are the same. So, in this case, I'll move the House position. Okay, so all those in favor of the, any discussion? All those in favor of the House position here say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. So that is adopted. Next, line 8.5, if there's a blank, we've kind of put in a .5. This is ORV grant need application denial explanation. This is Senate language only, and Senator Engelbrechtson would like to move, I believe, that language. Is that correct?
Certainly would. I would move that Senate language on.
Discussion on that. Mr. Knopf, do you have any explanation there? Or?
Mr. Chair, this was a bill in the Senate, and it just basically says that if they're going to deny a grant and aid application, they ought to have a reason and give you the reason why.
Yep. Any discussion, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting that provision, Senate only, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed? Okay, it's adopted. Number 9, and this would be R6 and R7 in your bill. Snowmobile registration issuing fee increase, that's the same. That's for the deputy registrars. I would move the House position there. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And that is adopted. Line 10. Again, this is same language. This is R7 and R8 in your bill. And this is required at hands-on ATV training for the parents or guardian. That's the same language. I would move the Senate position. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? And that's adopted. Then, okay, so then starting with line 11, no, 13, I'm sorry. Starting with line 13, these are the same between the House and the Senate, and they are in your bill and between R10 and R12. And I would move the Senate position there. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
We're moving through. Yes.
So, Mr. Chair, the 13 lines, 13, or excuse me, on the left side.
On the left side, line 13.
13 through 19?
That's what I have, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 13 through 19. You're good there, Mr. Mueller?
Mm-hmm.
You all right?
I'm good.
Okay. Janelle, you're good? Okay, thank you. So then I would move the Senate position there. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? And those provisions are adopted. Next, we are going to another technical change. These are similar. This has to do with commercial fishing equipment in infested waters. This is on our sheet, line 20. Ms. Taylor?
Mr. Chair, again, Senate Consul staff and I have consulted, and if you just want to move the House language on this one, that would be
okay. So I would move the House language on line 20. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Line 20 is adopted. Okay, line 21 has to do with DNR policy, again, in invasive species classification. Again, these are the same. I would move the Senate language here. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? Okay. 21 is adopted. Line 22, which would be R15 in the bill, if you're following along, is the AIS transportation exception. Um, Ms. Taylor, can you help me out? Was that the one for the resort owners? I just want to make sure on this one.
Mr. Chair, this particular one was from the DNR policy bill, and it's allowing transportation of AIS-infested with the garbage truck.
Yep. Okay, yep, I got it. Okay, so I would move there the House position. Any discussions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, line 22 is adopted. So we'll move on to line 23. Mr. Lake Minnetonka Service Provider Pilot Study. This is the same language between the two bills. This would be an R-15 and R-16. I would move the Senate position here. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Very good. So line 23 is adopted. And then we have... Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, line 24, I think Senator Rood had a technical amendment, if I'm not mistaken.
Senator Rood.
Mr. Chair, I don't believe that we have it done yet, but we will come back to it later.
All right. That's fine.
I just have my notes here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We could still do this. Yeah, that's right. Yep. We can still adopt this.
Mr. Knopf, help me out.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, you can still adopt this. In fact, Janelle and I were recommending to do the House version of the Gull Lake Service Provider, but when Senator Brood gets her amendment ready, we can just have it ready for that provision and just adopt it at that time.
Okay.
But we might as well take care of this while we're here.
So we're kind of cleaning it up to get ready for the amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, very good. So hearing that, I would move the House language on line 24. Discussion? Very good. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Line 24 is adopted to the House language. Line 25, again, comes from DNR policy. These are the same. This is a permit to release invasive carp. It sounds a little scary, but it's not so bad. If they tag them, they want to, as I understand. Ms. Taylor, would you help me out here just to make sure that...
Mr. Chair, you are correct.
Okay, thank you. So I've moved the Senate language here. Discussion? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. 25 is adopted. I believe we're going to line 26. Okay. Line 26 has to do with Fort Ridgely. This is on R-17 in your bill. This is the same language here. Mm-hmm. I would move the House language. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Line 26 is adopted. 27. this is House-only language. R-17 in your bill. State Park Facility Lodging Use Update. Any discussion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We did have some discussion, or there's a big discussion, maybe some explanation of this one.
Okay.
In
Ms.
order.
Taylor.
Mr. Chair, this provision was originally proposed in the governor's budget bill, and to my knowledge, it updates language to allow them to put revenues from yurts and, you know, they've kind of broadened what type of facilities they have, campers, et cetera, and it would broaden their authority to deposit these in the state parks operating account. But DNR may have additional information.
Okay, thank you.
You need to know what a yurt is?
I think they already know that now.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the House language, line 27, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good. That's adopted. Then we'll skip down to 28. This would be an exemption for the people using the Fort Ridgely Golf Course. It's on page R-19 in your bill. This is the same language. I would move the Senate language here. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Line 28 is adopted. So now we are 30. Mm-hmm. Line 30. State Park working capital account revenues. It's the same language. Mr. Knopf, would you walk us through that real quickly, please?
Mr. Chair, this basically just it allows for a little broader use of what goes into the working capital account because we're getting some revenue streams from some other sources, and this it just makes it consistent with what we're doing right now.
Okay. Discussion. In this case, I would move the Senate language.
House language.
House language, I'm sorry.
I'm just doing what the senator wants. Yeah.
So all those in favor of the House language here on line 30 say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Very good. Line 30 is adopted. And now we are on to, I don't think we're doing 30. Are we doing 31? Okay. Line 31, this is a state water trail designation. They're different. I think we're doing the Senate language here. Is that correct?
Did we talk about that?
No. Oh.
If you want to do the Senate language, I'm fine with that.
If we want to do the Senate language, he's fine with that, he says.
Well, you said you could. I could do whatever I wanted.
Okay.
Sure. It's up to you. Otherwise, we could certainly come back to that.
Discussion on if anybody have any
maybe a little description.
Yes. Yeah, we won't do the Senate one, but yeah.
Mr. Chair, the difference is that the Senate stays with the current practice of naming the water trails in the law, where the House allows the commissioner to name additional ones that wouldn't be listed in the statute. We both added water trails. It's the question of whether or not you let the department do it without having to come to the legislature to get another water trail established. The Senate wanted to keep its current practice of having to come to the legislature and naming them.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Line 31 is adopted the Senate language. 32. It would be on R20 in your bill, special use permit fee revenues. Those are the same languages. Ms. Taylor, would you refresh my memory on that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is another provision from the governor's budget bill as it was introduced, and it just clarifies what types of revenues from certain special use permits would go into the Natural Resources Fund. So,
discussion? I move the House language there on line 32. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Line 32 is adopted. Okay, 33 is next. This is the life jacket requirements. These are the same between the two. This would be R21 and 22 in your bill. I would move the Senate language here and your discussion. None. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed. Senate language on line 33 is adopted. Line 35. Excuse me, that'd be R23 and R24. This is the reimbursement provisions for some watercraft grants. This is the same language, but Mr. Knopf, would you refresh my memory there, please? This would be R23 and R24.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is basically those water safety grants, and it allows them to to carry them made on or after January 1st, which the grant is made in whichever is eligible for reimbursement. So basically, it's broadening the eligibility based on the dates of when they've actually made the plan to spend it. It's fairly technical. I think they've been doing this already, and just want to make sure it's clarified.
Thank you. So I move the House language there on line 35. Discussion. Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. Line 35 is adopted. Line 36, this is some House-only language on prescribed burn definition for the benefit of the Senate members that may not be familiar with this. Ms. Taylor, can you give us a quick walkthrough on that?
Sure, Mr. Chair, this is a provision. The DNR had put together a prescribed burning report due to some legislation that was passed last year, and they recommended some changes to the definition, and this would codify that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
understand that the folks doing this would like this in language and houses with that?
That's my understanding. The people who are actually doing the burning are the ones that are interested in this. Any other discussion? Anything I'm missing? Don't see any heads shaking or anything. Very good. So I would move the house language on line 36, and those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed. Line 36, house language, house only language is adopted. Then we have some provisions. Line, excuse me, line 37, language is the same between the House and the Senate, and this is just the removal of the role of the Attorney General in some of these situations. I've removed the Senate language here. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Line 37, Senate language is adopted. Line 38, again, is the removal of some of the role of the Attorney General in some of these cases. I removed the House language. Questions? Comments? Hearing none? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The House language is adopted on line 38. Staff, help me out here on this. I think this is a technical change that we're making. Ms. Taylor, line 39, please.
Mr. Chair, there's just a technical difference, and staff would recommend the Senate language on this one.
Okay. So I would move the Senate language for line 39. Discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed. So line 39, Senate language is adopted. Line 40. Again, this language is the same. Permit holder definition. I would move the House language here and ask Ms. Taylor again for just a real quick run through on this.
Mr. Chair, this is a provision from the DNR's forestry bill. They added an affiliate for.
Okay. Yep. The affiliate would be a person that's associated with the logging operation and so forth. I remember that. So line 40, move the House language. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. Line 40, House language is adopted. Line 41, responsible bidder definition. Again, this is very similar to the previous language that we heard. I would move the Senate language here. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. The Senate language on line 41 is adopted. Line 42, again back to the role of the Attorney General in some of these cases. I would move the House language here. Those are the same. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And line 42, the House language is adopted. Line 43, the same here. Again, this has to do with the Attorney General's role. I would move the Senate language here. Any discussion? So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? So line 43, the Senate language is adopted. Line 44, this is different. So this is the timber sale notification. If Mr. Knopf, if you want to walk us through that real quickly.
Well, this has to do with the other. Sure, the only difference is the newspaper notification. In the House side, you're deleting the requirement to put in the newspaper. Senator Rood's bill, this is her policy bill, wanted to keep the language in there, so the Senate took the department's bill and changed a little bit to make sure that newspaper notification still occurs.
Okay. I would move the House position here. Any discussion? Yes. Senator Thomason.
Mr. Chairman, it would seem to me if we're going to do permits for logging, we wouldn't want to print something in a newspaper because then they have to cut down trees in order to print the newspaper. So it would seem to me that the Senate language is the way to go.
I walked right into that one.
This is why he's here. I think you should do the Senate language on this one.
Senator. Mr. Chair?
Yep.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rood, we had some discussion about this. Do you have any opinions one way or the other on this?
So with the loggers, we just thought maybe in the local newspaper would be a better option to keep, just like you do the notification. But I think in our discussion we talked about costs and how to facilitate the best way. So I'm okay either way. I think sometimes our loggers, it's nice to have notification in the newspaper, but I think right now they're all pretty much up to, we do all our bidding online, and we do our, you know, when we have our sales, it's all computerized, so I think they're up to the task.
And to that, excuse me, to that point, when this first started budding out, pardon the pun, I called one of our loggers back home and asked, you know, what do you use to find out about the timber sales? And he said, I just use electronic stuff all the time. I said, when was the last time you looked at a public notice that was posted somewhere or printed somewhere? He says, Dan, I haven't done that for 20 years. So, I don't know. I'm comfortable with the house language, but...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Senator Thompson, do you have any concerns about that at all from any of the timber folks up your way, or... have been notified? I have not, but
I have. Mr. Chairman, no, I have not. I have not heard anything from anybody about this provision. I know I get text messages from them on my cell phone.
They don't write it on a piece of paper and send it to you?
I'm going to start encouraging them to do that.
Well, I will... stick to my previous position. I would move the House language and ask those in favor to signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed?
No.
Line 44, House language is adopted. Again, line 45, Senate language, excuse me, this is the, again, the removal of the Attorney General's role, technical stuff here. I would move the Senate language. On line 45. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, same sign. Line 45, Senate language is adopted. Line 46, DNR Forestry Affiliate Edition. These are the same. I would move the House language. Ms. Taylor, would you refresh my memory on this one, please?
Mr. Chair, this is another section from that DNR forestry bill, and it's just to accommodate the addition of an affiliate. It's just adding a...
Okay, yep, all right. The affiliate is the person that's kind of involved in the logging operation. So with that, all those in favor of the House language on line 46 say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Line 46 is adopted. Again... You know, folks, I'm going to do 47, 48, and 49 here. We'll adopt the Senate language. Together, again, this is the role of the Attorney General being removed in these situations. I'll remove the Senate language. Any discussion there? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? 47, 48, and 49, Senate language are adopted. Are we doing 50? I don't think we are. I think we're down to 54 and 55. And again, this is a role of the Attorney General. I would move the House language in these two. Lines 54 and 55. Any discussion there? Hearing none, those in favor of the House language on lines 54 and 55 signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
And those opposed, hearing none, lines 54 and 55, House language are adopted. Here, this would be 55.5, Senator Ingebrigtsen. This is the Senate-only language. I would move the Senate-only language if Mr. Knopf wants to...
Please.
Enlighten us, please.
Yeah. Mr. Chair and members, this is the definitional part. There's also a part later that provides the substance. Just to clarify what a portable shelter is and when it needs to have a license, if it's left on the ice overnight, things like that. It basically clarifies the current law.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion, members? Okay, so all those in favor of the Senate language on line, I'll call it 55.5. Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, line 55.5 is adopted. Line 56, are we in the right spot, Senator?
Mm-hmm.
This is protected animal definition. We can probably lump these together, 56 through 60.
62. Oh, I'm sorry. Same issue, right?
Okay, let's go 56 through 62.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
Is that okay? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I mumble a lot. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I hear a lot of mumbling, too. I thought that'd be funnier than mm-hmm. it was. I would move the House language for items 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, and 62. Discussion on that, members? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 56 through 62 are adopted. Line 63 is portable stands on the WMAs. That's house-only language. I would move that.
I don't think
we're... Oh, we're not ready. That's not ready for prime time. Sorry.
Jeez, I thought I could sneak that in there.
Sure.
Where are we going here? 73, is that what we have next? Okay. What time is prime time? 7 p.m., okay. We'll recess to the call of the chair. Kidding? No, I'm kidding. All right, line 73.
Sunday?
Yeah. This is the same language. I would move the Senate language here, taking certain animals causing damage. Mr. Knopf, would you refresh my memory on this, please?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, some of the previously adopted provisions dealing with the definitions of protected and unprotected animals, because you're adding some things to the protected list, this will allow them to take some of those species, too, that are causing damage, because under current law, they'd be unprotected. There'd be no requirement, but this would allow you to do some of the new animals that are added to the list of protected species.
Okay. Questions, members? So with that, I would move the Senate language here on line 73, and all those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good. Senate language on line 73 is adopted. Now we are going to, I believe, line 74.
So, Mr. Chair, you adopted the earlier provision on the portable shelter definition. This is the actual substantive part of that.
So
the reason we have the definition is because of this section.
So we're
and you've already adopted that. This is the other part that goes along with our
system.
It's line 65 on the Senate, mm-hmm. right above 74.
Portable shelter.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm looking at right there. Yep, okay. So members, if you're looking at your sheet, the line above 74, which is 65 under the Senate, which would be R41 in your bill. Mr. Knopf, do the description, please.
And Mr. Chair, as I mentioned earlier, this just clarifies when a portable shelter is a portable shelter and doesn't require licensing, and when it, by leaving it on the ice, you would have to. It does conform with current law, but it does kind of clarify and clean things up a little bit.
Sure. Thank you. So I move the Senate language here. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? So, under the Senate lines, that would be 65. The Senate language is adopted. Going to line 74 in the left-hand column, I would move the House language here. Northern pipe possession limits related to length removed. Discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
For the House position?
House position is adopted. Yep. 75, I would, these are similar, and we're going to move the Senate language here, okay? Mr. Knopf, if you would walk us through that, please.
Mr. Chair, let me get it in front of me here. It's page R42, and it's just a real technical difference. I think that's a comma, if I remember right. It's a comma.
And the Senate has the common, the House did not.
Well, that way.
And to the substance of
how you want to know the substance?
Well, yeah. I think we're all pretty familiar with it, but we're trying to make it a little easier for people.
For people who are listening, yeah, that makes sense.
Eyes on their car.
This is Senator Root's bill in the Senate dealing with allowing basically resorts to transport minnows when they're only selling them at their resort and keep track of receipts and things like that.
Representative Bliss in the House.
Yep. Okay. Discussion. I would move the Senate language there. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So the Senate language on line 75 is adopted. And then we're going to line 76. And here I would move the House language. It's all the same. This has to do with harvesting mussels. Senator Rube, you have a question? Okay. Any discussion here?
Maybe the description, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Ms. Taylor, line 75, page R43, and the mussels.
Yep, Mr. Chair, this is from the DNR policy bill. There was a number of provisions and some repealers and stuff, and they're just reworking how they, kind of simplifying how they regulate the harvesting of mussels, basically shells, because it is prohibited.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
So, House position is moved. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So line 76 is adopted. I believe we're going to line 82 next. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So line 82 is the stormwater use permit exemption and a definition that's here to adopt or move the Senate language. Mr. Knopf, you want to run us through that a little bit?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is to define stormwater because in another provision on both sides, you're exempting certain stormwater uses from a water appropriation permit from DNR, and this provides the definitions of what's going to be exempted, Chair.
Discussion. Okay, hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So the Senate language is adopted on line 82. Line 83, wetlands greater than 80% area definition. We'll do 83 and 84 together, and I would move the House language here. Ms. Taylor, would you walk us through that real quickly, please?
Okay, Mr. Chair, these two provisions modify the definitions for the wetland replacement requirements to go to the bank service area rather than a county, if you remember that bill,
yep.
Particular bill.
That was the Detmer bill. Do you remember that? Washington County and whatever. Okay. So, discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. So, lines 83 and 84, the House positions are adopted. And then I believe we're going down to line 96, which would take you to line page 65 and 66 in your bill. And these are the same language. Again, this has to do with the role of the Attorney General. I would move the Senate language here. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the Senate language on line 96 say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? So the Senate language is adopted on 96. 103. We're going to 103 next. This, I believe, this is the same. This is this Representative Swedzinski still? This was the one where they had the plastic pipe and, excuse me, Representative, I just thought called Chris, but that's okay.
Thanks. Want me to explain it, please, Mr. Chair?
Sure.
Yeah, a program a few years back where the state would reimburse homeowners that had installed PVC pipe for their fuel oil fill-up, and that program went away with the assumption that a lot of those houses have already been replaced. This is a petroleum retailer's in part of that part that sunsetted was also a hold harmless as far as the retailer is concerned because this is a part of someone's home. The retailer has no business going in someone's home and inspecting it. I mean, it's just they come there and dump it in. And this just brings back into law the previous vendor responsibility exemption that was in previous law that sunsetted by accident and just putting it in current law. So pretty straightforward.
So I move the House language there. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So on line 103, the House language is adopted.
And then 104, that's another technical. Ms. Taylor?
Yeah.
I'll move the house language here.
Mr. Chair, there was just a small technical difference between the two, and it's related to what Representative Szczesinski just mentioned. So
thank you.
We recommend the house.
So line 104, the house language, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So the house language is adopted on 104. Go down to line 112, which would be R84 in your bill, if you're following along there. This has to do with the open air swine basin moratorium extension. I can't remember whose bill that was. No. That was my bill. It's just, and everybody's kumbaya there. I'd move the Senate language there. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Senate language is adopted on line 112. I believe we're going to 118 next. Is that correct, members? You're in the right spot? Okay. Which would be R90 and R91 in your bill. The dedicated trail portages. Move the house language there. And Ms. Taylor, would you help me out there, please?
Mr. Chair, this is another provision from the DNR policy bill. They're just clarifying when there's a portage in it.
Okay. Any discussion? You canoers? Very good. I like the mechanical portages from the boat, actually. But all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Line 18, the house language is adopted. I'm not sure on that. Okay.
120, Mr. Chair, 123, I'm sorry.
Senator Ingerritsen. We've got a little on the 123. We're still working on that. We need language from
Sophie's bill.
Sophie's bill. Or Sophie's law, excuse me.
He's not caught up. That's where the technology isn't there yet.
Right. Yep. But we're just going to wait on that. And we're working with the House and Senate authors and DNR and interested parties on that. I think
that's it. Anything that we...
No.
You really slow down, Mr. Chair.
I'm just trying to get Thomas Orme to that Ranger party tonight.
Sure.
Members, anything else? Senator, we'll have the gavel next.
Mr. Chair, does everybody keep their eye on their emails for the next committee meeting?
Okay.
Conference committee meeting.
Yep.
Probably tomorrow, I'm guessing.
Sometime
tomorrow?
Yep.
All right.
If you have any concerns in the meantime.
Any questions or concerns, please contact the office.
Yep. Anything else for the benefit of the group? We're good, Rob? All right. With that, we're adjourned.